Mishne Brura Chelek. This is quite a big Mishne Brura. So bearing in mind that this week is Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, not exactly as we will see in today's Shia, but bearing in mind this is the last Shia we have before Tisha B'Av, and right after Tisha B'Av I'm going to be leaving to Chutz La'aretz, and so the next Shia will be obviously in the beginning of Chodesh Elul. It is only natural that we will be discussing halachas of Tisha B'Av. And before we start learning tonight, we dedicate today's Shia, dedicated by Reb Menachem Fruchter of Belgium. Tonight is the yahrzeit of his father-in-law, his shver, Reb Shmuel Zavel ben Harav Eliyahu. The yahrzeit is today, Gimel Av, was today. Shia Nuach B'Sholam Al Meshkova, he should be a melech yoshev for the family. And they should only know Nachas and Simcha. So today we will be discussing Hilchos Tisha B'Av, because in a few days we will all be saying Kinois on Korban Beis Mikdashenu V'Sefarteinu. Derech Agav, a new Kinos came out with a biur and a perish, and also a compilation of Halachos based on my psukim, and we have some of this form here if anybody wants to pick some up. So this week, this year, is Tisha B'Av Nidche. Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. It is Nidche to Sunday. And there are two fundamental ways to understand the essence of Tisha B'Av Nidche. We'll start off with the Gemara in Tanis Daf Chav Tes, when the Gemara simply tells the story of Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara says, "B'shvi'i ba'av nechnesu oivim laheichal, va'achalu v'kilkilu." 7 days in Av, the goyim came into the Beis Hamikdash, into the heichal, and they desecrated the heichal. They were mevaza the heichal, va'achlu v'kilkilu, va'holalu. And Shi'i ba'av, in the afternoon, they put the heichal to torch, and it was reduced to ashes ba'asoro ba'av. Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would be there at the time of Churban Bayis Lishon, I would suggest that the day of fasting and mourning should be asoro ba'av and not Tisha B'Av. Bo b'yom nisafru b'shel heichal. But the Chachamim argued, and they determined, Tchilas Poronos Adif. They made the day Tisha B'Av because that is when this tragedy started. And that's why we fast on Tisha B'Av. The Commissioner says, in Megillat Afei, if Purim falls on Shabbos, we make it Erev Shabbos. Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, it is pushed off to Sunday. Why? So the Gemara explains, a day of joy, a day of happiness, a day of rejoicing, why not make it earlier? But a day of tragedy and sorrow, Akdume Poranusa, Lo Magdaminan, we prefer pushing it off to Sunday. The Turei Even, the great Shagas Arya, in his Sefer Turei Even, Megillat Afei, says, in his opinion, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. It's not only a technicality, because we can't fast on Shabbos and therefore it's pushed off on Sunday, but rather the interpretation of the Turei Even, if we don't have Tisha B'Av, then let's have a Asur B'Av. And a Asur B'Av takes credit in its own right for a day of fasting and mourning, because Boi B'Yom Nisaf Rubei Shal Heichal, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was, We should always fast in Asura B'Av instead of Tisha B'Av. So the halacha is not Kereb Yochanan, because the Nevi'im determined it's not Tisha B'Av, it's Asura B'Av, but rather Tisha B'Av. But if we can't fast on Tisha B'Av because it falls on Shabbos, then Asura B'Av becomes a day of fasting and mourning in its own merit because of the tragedy that befell us on Asura B'Av. But that goes against Rashi, because Rashi on this spot says, Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, is pushed off to Sunday, the same as Asura B'Tavis or Shavosa B'Tamis. And Rashi explains, so why does the Mishnah only mention Tisha B'Av and not Asura B'Tavis and Shavosa B'Tamis? It is only because Tisha B'Av is Chomer Tfei, and the other Tzoymis Rotsu Mesana, Rotsu Ei Mesana, Kivavua B'Roshonu Yud Ves. But it is clear in Rashi that in essence, same rule applies to Shavosa B'Tamis and Asura B'Tavis. Turi Yevin says, if he would have his way, he would say, no, this is a din mesuyim, a din miyuchad and Tisha B'Av, because if we don't have Tisha B'Av, then let's have Asura B'Av, because bo v'yoyim nislaf ruba yishalechem. So we have two different approaches and interpretations. According to Rashi, it's a technicality. And it's a takona. If we can't fast on Tisha B'Av, then we fast on Sunday, and it's pushed off to Sunday. And the same rule and the same svara applies to any day of fasting, whether it's Asura B'Tavis or Shavosa B'Tamis, we push it off a day later. Turi Yevin says, no, this is unique to Tisha B'Av, because if we don't have Tisha B'Av of the entire world, then we have Asura B'Av of Rabbi Yochanan. That is a day in its own merit, which deserves to be a day of mourning and sorrow and fasting, because Boi B'Yom Nisraf Ru B'Shalechem. Do we have any source in the Rishonim to substantiate the argument of the Turei Yevin? Maybe. Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Yutes. Im Chal Tisha B'Av B'Shabes Muto B'Kulon Afilu B'Tash M'Shamito. And the Ramo argues, Aveles Tetzino is Noyeg B'Shabes V'Chein Nohagim. So according to the Mechaber, there is no Aveles in Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabes. None. Not even Aveles Tetzino. The Ramo says Aveles Tzina does apply, just like an Avel Yochid, the Yochid that says Aveles, Aveles Tzina is Noeg in Shabbos, the same as Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. What is the Machlokes? The opinion of the Mechaber is based on Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says, even though Aveles Tzina is Noeg in Shabbos, when a person has personal Aveles, there is Aveles Tzina B'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av is different. Because akruhu legamro mitchi vekavu ba'asiri. And then the Rashba says, asiri is ra'ui in itself to be a day of fasting. So the Rashba makes this very same point as the Turei Yevin. So maybe that is the machloik, is the machaber and the ramo. According to the Bais Yosef, there is no avelis that sin and tisha because Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we don't have Tisha B'Av. Instead of Tisha B'Av, we have Asura B'Av. The Ramah's understanding, based on Rashi, that Tisha B'Av is not different than Shavuos B'Tamis, than Asura B'Tavis, it's just because we can't fast on Tisha B'Av, it's pushed off, and therefore, Aveles Tzina is Noeg on Shabbos. There might be another aloha, which is based on the same argumentation, and that is Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Siv Dalet. And in this Siv, we deal with the question, do we have Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av this year, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos? So the Mechaber says, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Siv Dalet, Im Chal Tisha B'Av B'Yom Rishonoi B'Shabbos, V'Nidcha L'Yachar HaShabbos, Mutar B'Shtei HaShabbosois, Bein Shekoydim Atanes, U'Bein She'acharav. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, or even if it falls on Shabbos and it's pushed off for Sunday, there are no dinim of Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Because the week after Asura B'Av, it's no longer Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av is only the days before Tisha B'Av, not the days after Tisha B'Av. And the days before Shabbos, that's not Tisha B'Av. We don't fast on Shabbos, and therefore, there is no Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. V'yesh mi she'oima, Shenago lesser called Shavua Shelafon of Yesh Mi Sheoima. What's the machlokes? Ksav Soifer Sim Kuf Alef Tshuvas Arachaim says say machloikis. If we say it's just a technicality, and Avedas Tzinah is noyeg, then the week before might be Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. But if our understanding is, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, there is no Tisha B'Av, and instead of Tisha B'Av, we have Asura B'Av, then it would not be Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. So maybe the Mechaber goes to Shitosoi, because we know one of the basic principles and rules in the Psukim of the Shulchan Aruch is when the Mechaber brings two different opinions. First opinion, Bistoma. Second opinion, Yesh Oimrim, or Yesh Misha Oimer. The halacha is Kishito Reshaina. First opinion. Why does the Mechaber feel there is no Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av? Because there is no Tisha B'Av. Asur B'Av stands up in its own right to be instead of Tisha B'Av. And that is why Avedas Tzinah is not Noyeg. So if the Ramo rejects the Mechaber there, why isn't he Mechoylek on the Mechaber here regarding Shavuot Shechal B'Av? Maybe it's only because according to the Ramo it's not relevant. Because the Ramo maintains all the dinam of Shavuot Shechal B'Av Tisha B'Av are Noyeg from Rosh Chodesh, 9 days. And therefore the question isn't relevant according to Minhag Ashkenaz and the opinion of the Ramo that Shavuot Shechal B'av Tisha B'av actually starts off from Rosh Chodesh off. So yes, this is a wonderful shiur. And many times I explain to my Talmidim, we are used, that's the way we were taught in yeshivas. Every machloikis, what's the shodesh of the machloikis? And we always like to tie in every machloikis with shodesh asugya. So this is the machloikis, an ho b'ho talia. But in the vast majority of cases, the machloikis that we find in the Shoinim or even in the Gemara are in nuances, local nuances. And usually that is not the correct approach. Every machloikis we find, this mitlotalian shodesh asugyan and the lamdis, I think this is a mistaken understanding. And I think that the Turei Even stands alone. Turei Even is never afraid to stand alone. Shagas Sadi is never afraid, intimidated by standing alone, but he stands alone. And I don't think we find a substantial source in any Rishonim to this forum. And both of these machloikas that we find in Shulchan Aruch, lav ho b'ho talia, and it's two local, specific machloikas. Why do I say that? Because even the Rashba, when the Rashba explains his opinion that there is no Avedas Tzinah B'Tisha B'Av, the Svar of the Rashba is ironclad. It's so poshut and so powerful, so convincing, the Rashba says. Be'evel Yochid, when a person is an Avel, Shabbos is one of the Shivas Yemei Avelis. We don't add on another day because there is no Avelis in Shabbos. And the mitzvah is Shivas Yemei Avelis. And you don't have to be a mathematician to understand. There can never be Shivas Yemei Avelis without Shabbos being one of the 7 days. So if there is zero Avelis in Shabbos, then how do we have Shivas Yemei Avelis? And that is why Avelis Tzinah is Noyeg in Shabbos. But if Tisha B'Av falls in Shabbos, we have another day. So why would there be Avelis Tzinah? We don't need 2 days of Avelis. And if the Avelis is pushed off from Tisha B'Av to Sunday, that is clearly what the Rashba means, Akruhu mit Tisha B'Av v'kavu ba'asor B'Av. So this Svara stands in itself, regardless of the Dakus. The Svara of the Rashba is poshut b'yoyso. Shabbos is always one of Shivas Yemei Avelis. And that is why Avelis Tzinah is noyeg in Shabbos. Avelis Tzinah doesn't contradict the spirit of Shabbos. Only Avelis Defaresio. But if Tisha B'Av falls in Shabbos, Chazal were metakan asor B'Av, meheichet teisa to say that Avelis Tzinah is noyeg in Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was pushed aside, and asor B'Av becomes the Yom of Tzayim. And kol dinei Avelis al protein, digdukein, vehilchoisein, ochal b'yom rishon. The Rashba only adds on the Ravche de Milsa, and that's not the Ikar Svara, that it would be to eat the fast on asor B'Av. And it has nothing to do with the Mechloikis Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. I think it's clear. Because by Shavua Shechal, by Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber brings two different opinions. Why doesn't he bring opinion number two, Lagabei Averes Detzin and Simetov Kuf Nun Dalet? The Yad Malachi explains that even though, yes, Ikar Shittas HaMechaber Kishita Rishoyna, but there must be a reason that he brings opinion number two. When you learn B'Si Yosef, almost every Sif in Shechan Och, there are different opinions. And the vast majority of Alochas, in Shechan Och, we don't find conflicting opinions. So what is the reason, if the Shechan Och paskins, Ikar Keshita Rishoyna, so why does he bring the other opinion? So the Yad Malachi says, B'mokom ho'efsha ra'ui la'achmir Keshita Shniyo. If these two halachas are dependent one on the other, why doesn't he bring both opinions in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet L'Gab Avelis Detzino? Yiseiru Mesi. Tov Kuf Nun Dalet is Tshuvas HaRashbo. Tov Kuf Nun Alev is the Maharil. And the Maharil maintains Yesh Avelis Detzino B'Shabbos. And there is no Shavuot Shechal Boi Tishabov. So how could these two halachas be dependent one on another? Then the Maharil contradicts his own opinion. The Maharil is Avi Minhoge Ashkenaz, and the opinion of the Ramo Tov Kuf Nun Dalet that there is Aveles Betzina on Shabbos is the Maharil, and the Maharil is the one that says there is no Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. So these two halachas are not Ho B'Ho Talia. So I prove that they are not interdependent. First of all, why does the Mechaber bring two shittas here and he only brings one shitta there? The Maharil paskins, there is no Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. So according to the Ksav Sofer, that is because Asara B'Av stands in its own right. So why is there Avelis Betzina on Tisha B'Av? So this proves these two halachas are not Ha B'Ha Talia. And it's a different Shaila. The Shaila there is whether Avelis Betzina is Noeg B'Sharis. And the logic would be the Machmirim hold, just like a Oval in his private Avelis, keeps Avelis Detzina of Shabbos. Why would Tisha B'Av be different? It's a basic svara to be medame. This is Avelis and that's Avelis. If Avelis Detzina is Noeg B'Shabbos, the shame should apply to Tisha B'Av. The disputing opinion maintains no. Shivas Yemei Avelis, there is no other day. But Tisha B'Av, there's another day. So that is a machloikis mesuyemis. And we explained both sides of the machloikis. Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av is a totally different concept, different inyan. Here we're dealing with Minhogem Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. And the basic question is, if we're not Noig Minhog Avelis and Tisha B'Av, do we have to be Noig Minhog Avelis in Shavuot that comes before Tisha B'Av? V'lav ho b'ho talia. So three great Gedolim deal with the same question. And three great Gedolim that were contemporaries, the same era, same time. Avni Nezer, Maharsham, and Divrei Malkiel. The Avni Nezer, one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland. The Maharsham was the greatest Poisik in Galicia, and the Divrei Malkiel was one of the great Poisik in Lithuania. And they were contemporaries. Tshuvas Avni Nezer, Chaim Simetov Chavov, Maharsham, Chelek Gimel Simeshin Samach Gimel, Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Dalet, don't remember which simon. But it definitely is there. And they all deal with the same question. A boy that becomes Bar Mitzvah next Moitzoi Shabbos. Interesting Shaila. So Shabbos, he was a Kotn. And a Kotn has no mitzvah to fast. Moitzoi Shabbos, Sunday, he is a Gadol. Doesn't need to fast. For some reason, all three Gedolim quote different sources. But all three have the same basic fundamental approach. And they're all mefalpel in a yesod that we learn in various sources in Shas Legabi Tashlumin. If a person is exempt from a mitzvah in the Iker Zman, he also has no Tashlumin. The Divrei Malkiel starts off as tshuva with the Gemara in Tzadik Gimel Masechet Psochim, Kotn Shehigdel Ben Shnei Psochim, Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni. Kotn Shehigdel Ben Shnei Psochim, does he bring Pesach Sheni? And the Gemara says, if Sheni Tashlum in the Rishon, that he does not bring Pesach Sheni. If Sheni is Bifnei Atzmai not Tashlum, that he does bring Pesach Sheni. So all three quote different sources, but their basic approach is the same. The Maharsham is the only one out of the three that says, according to the Tura Yavin, that it's not Tashlumin. According to Tura Yavin, if we don't have Tisha B'Av, we have Asur B'Av. And the reason we fast Asur B'Av is, Boy B'Yom Nisaf Ru B'Shalaychel. So the Masham says, according to the Tura Yavin, he is Chayiv. According to the other understanding, then he's Potter, because it's only Tashlumin. And I think this entire question is a mistake. Nidra has nothing to do with Tashlumin. I could understand the fundamental approach of these Gedolim, and they were the greatest Gedolim of their age. Each of them is a giant. So there is some common denominator between Nidra and Tashlumin. And the common ground is the fundamental reality that the Ikar Zman is out of the question. And therefore, there is an other Zman which is a substitute. It is Bimkoim. And that is the same regarding Tashlumin and Nidra. So Tashlumin, wherever it appears, deals with a Kum V'Aseh, a positive precept. Whether it's Korban Pesach or Korban Uriah, if a person didn't get to Yerushalayim on Yom Tov, he still has Tashlumin Shiva Yomim, or it's Tashlumin of Tefillah. If you skip the Tefillah, you have Tashlumin. So Tashlumin is always Kum V'Aseh. When we're dealing with a Tzoyim, it's basically Sheva Al Ta'aseh. But they do have something in common. And that is, you missed opportunity number one, you still have a fallback day. Opportunity number two. But I think, no, they have no shaykhis. Two fundamentally different halachas. Tashlumin is always for yechidim, for individuals. Kol beis yisrael mitzuvim lalus loregel, and to bring Kor Maria and Yom Tov. If an individual didn't make it, he could still make up Shiva Yomim. You skipped the Tefillah, you could make up for it. You couldn't make it Kor Pesach Rishon, Toma V'Bederech HaChayka, you still could make up in Pesach Sheni. If the majority of Jewish people were Toma, they don't have Pesach Sheni, then they make Pesach Rishon B'Toma. So Tashlumin is always for Yechidim by its very nature. Tisha B'Av Nidre is Nidre Lekol Beis Yisrael. So to me it's a milsa de pshita. Any person that's a godel and a bar chiyuv a Sunday has to fast together with the entire Jewish people. They all fast on Sunday. It's totally irrelevant why. And the Hagdora bears no relevance on this halacha. Kol Beis Yisrael mesanin ba'asor ba'av when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. And this boy that became a mitzvah today is no different than all other good Jews in the world. And Nitre has nothing to do with Tashlumin. It's a different concept, a different halach. So once again, I could understand the logic of these Gedolim when they tie them together. Because fundamentally, of course, they have something in common. But from the halachic perspective, to me it's a milsa de pshita. Lav ho b'ho talia. And the basic difference is, everybody fasts on Sunday. Why would you be different than everyone else? Masha enkein, b'tashlumin. Tashlumin is on the person. Nidre is on the day. It's on the day. It's not on the individual. Tisha B'Av is Nidre. By Tashlumin, you are Nidre. And therefore, there is no Tashlumin if you were exempted from the original day. But when Chazal or the Nevi'im take Tisha B'Av and they move it to Asar B'Av, what's the difference? Why? Everybody is Mechuyev L'Sanes V'Asar B'Av. You're Bar Mitzvah on Asar B'Av, you have to fast. And to me, that's a Milsa D'Pshita. I just wonder why some Gedolim saw it differently. I think it's very, very poshut and very simple. Yes, so why is Nidre Yoyser Kal? Let us discuss that in a moment. And what I just said, that to me it's a pshit, is that a cotton shehigdal moitz Shabbos is chayev lehesanis. Regardless of the way we understand the concept of Nidre, and this brings us to a very famous kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, Shin Yud Gimel. Shin Yud Gimel, in the Seder of the Chinuch, is Yom HaKippurim. And the Minchas Chinuch has an amazing kasha. L'choyra gevaldige kasha. Why does it go without saying, and why is it a milsa de pshita, fast days fall on Shabbos, that we don't fast? L'choyra the svora would be, we should fast. Why? Oynik Shabbos is divrei kabbalah, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Novi Yeshayahu says, v'korosa v'shabbos oynik v'lekedosh Hashem v'chubad. Oynik Shabbos is divrei kabbalah, dalet tzoymes is divrei kabbalah. It's also divrei neviim. Perik chesed the Novi Zechariyahu, tzoyme raviv, tzoyme chamishi, tzoyme shviv, tzoyme ziri. So it's divrei kabbalah against divrei kabbalah. When two mitzvahs clash, one against the other, and both have the same weight, the same significance, the same chumrah, what's the halacha? This is one of the fundamental principles, Sheval Tai Sa'adav. So if Oynik Shabbos is medivrei neviim, and the tzoymes are divrei neviim, the halacha should be Sheval Taisa. Sheval Taisa means don't eat. So why don't we fast on Shabbos? It's a gevaldige kasha. The teretz of the Minchas Chinuch is so unreasonable. So the Minchas Chinuch says that the Nevi'im were not metaken days of tzayim, only months. The lashon of the Novi is tzoma ravi'i, tzoma chamishi, tzoma shvi'i, tzoma asiri. 4, 5, 7, 10 don't refer to days, but rather to months. It is only divrei soifrim, chachamim, chachmi amishna, that were metaken the days of fasting. From the point of view of the Nevi'im, it's only the months. And therefore, when any fast day falls on Shabbos, Shabbos is divrei kabbalah, the days of fasting are divrei soifrim. Divrei kabbalah override divrei soifrim. To me, it seems so unreasonable that Nevi'im were metaken a month and everybody chooses his own day. Remembering days is something very basic in Yiddishkeit. On one hand, we have Sholosh HaGolim, in which we remember days of glory. We have Pesach and Leil HaSeder, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have days of tragedy and sorrow. And just like in Yomim Tovim, there is no such a thing, a month, and everybody chooses his day. Totally unreasonable. So how would I respond to the Minchas Chinuch's kash? I want to make 2 points. Oynik Shabbos is medivra kabbalah, but I think fasting and mourning on Shabbos is definitely an issa d'urais. So some Rishonim say that lecha mishnah is mena Torah. If lecha mishnah is mena Torah, then you can't fast. How would you have lecha mishnah if you're fasting? But even if we maintain Lecha Mishnah is not Mena Torah, Oynik Shabbos yesh lo ikar Mena Torah. Kedushas Shabbos is Mena Torah. V'nimsa adobe l'chachomim. So when the Novi says, and he says, v'karosa l'shabbos Oynik, it's not out of the blue. It's not totally the Rabbonim. Shabbos is Mikro Kodesh. So the Nevi'im fill in. How do we rejoice in Shabbos? How do we keep Shabbos? What does Shabbos mean to us? So Oynik Shabbos yesh lo ikar mina Torah. Dalet tzoymes are ein lehem ikar mina Torah. But I feel more than that. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand. If you have 7 days in the week and 4 days of fasting, then once in a year or in a year and a half, one of those days will fall on Shabbos. That's very simple statistics. So to me it is clear that when the Nevi'im were taken, the Tzoymes, the Dalet Tzoymes, probably they thought about this. So what's going to happen when one of these days falls on Shabbos? And the Nevi'im lechatchila were metaken. Well, we can't push off the Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos since Sheish Yisim Bereishis, Uviyom Yishish Shabbos V'Hinavash. But we could push off one of these fast days. So, in my opinion, it is mi'ikorot, the konas Nevi'im, that if any of these fast days fall on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. So, the kash of the Minchas Chinuch is actually non-existent. And to To me, it would seem a milsa de pshita. So I was asked, im kain, if the nitre is also tkonas naviim, why are we more makel by tisha b'av nitre than einoy nitre? And there are four or five halachas in Shulchan Aruch and Poskim in which we are more makel by tisha b'av nitre. The most obvious is Baal Bris. Shulchan Aruch paskens that a Baal Bris could eat on Tisha B'Av. A person has a bris and he brings his son into bris shel Avraham Avinu. Only by Tisha B'Av Nitre are we maker for a Baal Bris. We are maker for pregnant women, even though Tisha B'Av the Mechaber says, Iboras v'manigas mesalas v'mashlimos, kederach shemesalas v'mashlimos v'yoyim ha-kipurim, but we're more maker by Tisha B'Av Nitre. So if Tisha B'Av Nitre is also Tekonas Nevi'im, why are we more maker? Well, the Meches Chinuch has to deal with exactly the same question. Because according to the Meches Chinuch, both are Divrei Seifrim. According to my opinion, both are Divrei Nevi'im. So if both are Divrei Seifrim, according to the Meches Chinuch, he would have to tackle and deal with the same question. If we disregard the Meches Chinuch and the Minchas Osher, then we could say, Tzaymis b'moyadom are Divrei Nevi'im, Tzoymes Nitchem are Divrei Seifrim. That is why we're more makel by Tzoymes Nitchem. But the Meches Chinuch says, the days of fasting are always Divrei Seifrim. So Ma Bein Zelazah. I say Tzoymes Nitchem are also Divrei Nevi'im. I'm not troubled by this question at all. It's Yoyser Kal for the mere fact that it's Nitchem. It's not the real thing. It's not the real day. The fact that Chachamim were Metaken, that we fast on Tisha B'Av and not on Asar B'Av. And it is only when Tisha B'Av falls in Shabbos that we fast on Asar B'Av. Yes, both are Divrei Nevi'im. According to the Meches Chinuch, both are Divrei Seifrim. But the Ikar, Yoim HaTanis Chomer Tvei. Just because this is the Ikar, Yoim HaTanis. And that is the primary Zman, and not the secondary Zman. And that is why Nitche is Yoyser Kal, and I'm not troubled with this. To me, it seems to be a glatta and a poshut svar. So, regardless of our interpretation, even if both are Divrei Nevi'im, and even if both are Divrei Seifrim, and even if we would maintain Tisha B'Av B'moyada is Divrei Nevi'im, Nitche is Divrei Seifrim, regardless. According to all different approaches and opinions, pshitali kotn shenes gadol b'meitzoy Shabbos chayev lehis anois, because he is no different than each and every other individual bebeis Yisrael shechayev lehis anois b'yoyim rishoyin, and this kotn shenes gadol b'meitzoy Shabbos is no different than all the others. In a way, it is similar to a different shaila that some achronim deal with. And that other shaila was also always attained by B'yenai. So some achronim deal with the question, a kotan that becomes a godel mitzvah Shabbos is yichayev b'havdola min ha-toyra. If havdola is a diuraisa, which is a machloikis derishoy. But if havdola is diuraisa, Shabbos he was a kotan. He became a godel moitz Shabbos, is he chayev b'avdol? To me, of course he is. Of course he is. B'tzeisak yechovim is chayev and all the misses. One of them is avdolah. And a person isn't mavdol on his Shabbos. His personal Shabbos. Person is mavdol, l'avdol, ben kodesh l'chol, and Shabbos of the entire world. One of the mitzvahs that are Moitzi Shabbos is Avdola. In a way, it is similar to Kotn Sheigdel Moitzi Shabbos Legabi Tisha B'Av. It's not the same, but the way I see it, it is similar. A Kotn Sheigdel Moitzi Shabbos is Chayav all the mitzvahs that are Noyeg from Moitzi Shabbos. And one of them is fasting on Tisha B'Av Nitre. So pshitili, that he is chayev to fast on Tisha B'Av Nitre. So, today we had a very interesting discussion. Two basic approaches, how do we define Tisha B'Av Nitre? Is it just practicality, a technicality. We can't fast on Tisha B'Av, and therefore we push off Tisha B'Av to Sunday. As Rashi says, the same would apply to Asara B'Teves, Shavuos B'Tames, any of the fast days, or like the Turi Evan, Tisha B'Av is unique. And we fast on Sunday because Asara B'Av, Nisraf, Ruboy, Shalaych. So, the Beis Yosef quotes Abu Dalham, and it's a Gevaldige Chiddush. Abu Dalham says, Asara B'Teves can never be pushed off to Sunday. Because the Novi says, Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, Samach melech bovel an Yerushalayim. So the Novi says, Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, and that's why we cannot push it off to another day. So I have a different understanding of the Abu Dalham against all the Achronim. Everybody understands Abu Dalham's office. So above, falls on Shabbos, we fast Shabbos. Yesh mishoyimo. This is a riot of the Minchas Chinuch. Why don't we fast Shabbos? Because the specific days are only medivrei sofim, besides Asura B'Teves. Asura B'Teves, the Novi says, Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. So if the Novi determined the day, Shevaltai sodef. Now, to me it's a pshitas. There is no such a thing fasting on Shabbos, besides Yom Kippur. No such a thing. It is totally out of the question. Shabbos overrides any other time. All the Abu Dalham means to say, if Asara B'Teves falls on Shabbos, there is no Asara B'Teves. We can't push it off to Sunday, because the Novi says, V'esem Yom, says, so what do? You do nothing, you eat. Because it's Shabbos. So all the Abu Dalham means to say, Asara B'Teves falls on Shabbos, can be pushed off. So what happens if it can't be pushed off? Swallowed up. Because Shabbos overcomes Asura B'Teves. Shabbos overrides Tzoyim, as we explained before. So all Abu Dalham means to say, if Asura B'Teves falls on Shabbos, can't be pushed off. For some reason, all the Achronim understood, if it can't be pushed off, then you fast. I say no, if you can't be pushed off, then you eat. Because you can't fast on Shabbos, but there is no Sunday. Because the Novi says, Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. And therefore, this Abu Dalham in no way substantiates the Minchas Chinuch. Lefech. Maybe it goes against the Minchas Chinuch. Even though the Novi does say Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, but you never fast on Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekor Kodesh, and Kedushas of Shabbos overrides any fast. So let's finish this part of the Shia with a fascinating question that Chassam Sofer brings up. Chassam Sofer Toiras Moshe al HaChumash Parshas Devarim. Chassam Sofer asks an interesting shayla, and I don't recall seeing anybody else dealing with this question. If Moshiach comes tomorrow, Mesiyata Dishmai, Mi Yitin, Meher Yabon HaBeis HaMikdash, V'tzoyim HaRavi, V'tzoyim HaChamishi, V'tzoyim HaShvi, V'tzoyim HaSiri, L'Sosan, U'Sim Chol HaMoyedim Toivim. When will be Yom Tov, Shabbos or Sunday? What about Tisha B'Av Nidche L'Yosed Lavoi? So when will we rejoice? On Shabbos or on Sunday? Surprisingly, Chassam Sofer says Sunday. Why Sunday? You can't fast on Shabbos. We explained that. But why can't we dance and sing on Shabbos and rejoice on Shabbos? If Sukkot or Pesach Shavuos chals on Shabbos, they're not pushed off. Shabbos and Yom Tov is wonderful. Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov. So why if Tisha B'Av is chal on Shabbos and it's going to be Yom Tov, why push it off a Sunday? The Chassam Sofer says, why don't we say Tachnun on Sunday with Tisha B'Av Nidcha? Because Koru Alay Moed. So we see that the Moed is also pushed off. It's not on Shabbos. I say, Im Ledin Yesh Tshuva. We cannot separate the Moed from the Tzoyim. Comes together. Koru Alay Moed. So if the Taras is pushed off for Sunday, Moed goes along. But if there will be no Tainis and it's all about Moed, why can't we have it on Shabbos? Besides the point, I think that Sosan V'Simcha has nothing to do with Koru Alay Moed. The Novi promises that all four Yemei Tzoyimis will be Sosan V'Simcha. What does that have to do with Koru Alay Moed? Koru Alay Moed is only Tisha B'Av. The other Tzoyimis we do say Tachnun. So, Sosin v'simcha v'moyedim toivim have nothing to do with koro alay moyed. So what does the Chasam Sofer say? My opinion, I know it's a big chiddush, but this is my opinion. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would be b'shas chorban, I would say this. And I say, if I would be b'shas ha'geula, I don't think they'll look at me. Nobody will ask me. But if they would, I would say, 2 days Yom Tov, not only Tisha B'Av Shechal b'Shabbos, every Tisha B'Av. And why is that? Brings us back to the beginning of the Shia. B'Tisha B'Av, le'itoisei erev, hitzitu asa'ur b'heichon, v'hoyu doylik v'hoylech kol ayoyim asir above. Rabbi Yochanan says, I think they should have made a sod above it, a day of fasting. Chachomim said, t'chiles aparonis. So everybody was aware that we have a problem and a dilemma. Because the Beis HaMikdash was put to torch Tisha B'Av. It actually was reduced to ashes and a sod above. Both these days are tragic and terrible. But it was clear we can't have 2 days of fasting. That is impossible. The Yerushalmi says, Avu, the Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok fasted 2 days Yom Kippur mishum sveikei d'yayim and he perished. He died the second day of fasting. So we can't have 2 days to fast. We also ain leharbois b'avelis. That's a Gemara in Bava Basra Nun Tes. Mishachorav beis hamikdash rabu aprushim. And the prushim said, how could we eat meat kishabot lo karbonis? How could we drink wine kishabot lo nisachayayin? And the Chachomim said, so how could we eat bread, lechem aponim? How could we drink water, nisach hamayim? Elo, lo le'esab li'efshor, le'esab li'oysa medai i'efshor. So we have good reasons to fast and mourn, both on Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Av. But we can't have 2 days of fasting, and we don't have, want to have 2 days of mourning. But when we will rejoice, why not 2 days? Why not 2 days? We have good reason to be happy both days, no? Hitzitu asa'ur b'tisha b'av, nis ribo shereicha nisa b'asor b'av. So in my opinion, if we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, why shouldn't we have 2 days of Tisha B'Av? We have ample reason both days to dance and sing and rejoice and give gratitude to our Kodesh Baruch Hu after this terrible golus, and the days will be transformed to sosa, into simcho, lemoyadim toivim. So I think not only when Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos, every year we'll have 2 days of Tisha B'Av. And Chi B'Av and Asir B'Av will both be Yomem Toivim and Moyadim Toivim. That's my opinion. If anybody would care to ask me, B'Korav B'Yameinu, that is what I would suggest. And I really hope it will be accepted. So why will these days be L'Sosen U'L'Simcho L'Moyadim Toivim? Wouldn't it be enough when Mashiach comes to stop mourning and fasting? Because we will no longer know tragedy and sorrow. And we'll have a beis mikdash shel eish yored min hashamayim. And we'll all be happy and it will be a utopian life and existence. So there will be no reason to mourn and be sad and fast. But why? Sosim v'simcha v'moyadim toivim. So obviously, liyosad lovoi, we will become aware and we will understand that in a way that it is impossible to comprehend, understand, and appreciate now in the present state of affairs. But liyosad lovoi, we will understand that the entire gulas was a mafteach shel geula, and everything we went through in a way was Chasdei Shemayim. The Maharal explains the last passage that we learn in Masechet Makos. Shuv pam achas hayu olin li Yerushalayim, Rabbi Kiva and his great friends, Gedoy li Yisrael. V'rao shu'al shiyotze mebeis kodesh ha-kodeshim, v'etchilu hem boichin v'Rabbi Kiva metzachek. Amr lo Yakiva lo mu'ata metzachek, Amr lo hem, Va'atem lamu'atem boichim. And they say, Mokim shekosav bo v'hazor akorav yumas v'achshav shualim hilchu bo v'lo nifkeh. How could we not cry? How could one's heart not be shattered to 1,000 pieces and fragments when we see Kodesh HaKodeshim? Even a malach couldn't go into Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Yerushalmi says. And now animals are there. Omer lahem, lekach ani mitzachik. Lekach ani mitzachik means for the very same reason. Makes me happy. Vo'idu v'yishnei edim nemonim. Es oiriu hakoyen. Vezachariah ben Yevorachio. Ma inyan Zachariah etzel oiriu? Zeh migdash rishon vezeh migdash sheini. Tolo hakosov. Nevios eshel Zachariah ben Nevios eshel oiriu. Oiriu says, Al kem beglel cham tzion sodat achoresh. He prophesies about the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Zachariah prophesies about the wonderful life of the second Beis HaMikdash. Oid Yeshu v'zekeinim v'zekeinis v'achoy v'si Yerushalayim. Tolu ha-kosev nevi'osa shol Zachariah b'nevo'sa oryo. Ad shelo eruisi sh'neskaim nevi'osa shol oryo, mesyara isi, shelo itaskaim nevi'osa shol Zachariah. Mishiruisi sh'neskaim nevi'osa shol oryo. Yodei ani sh'neskaim nevi'osa shol Zachariah. Are we entitled to doubt the nevuah of one Navi because we didn't see the fulfillment of another nevuah? So the Maral explains, it is a law of nature. Maybe it would be more correct to say, not a law of nature, but a law of history. It is a choik bahanhoges u'olam shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that the glory of every ge'ula is dependent on the depth and the tragedy of the gullus that preceded it. So, the Maral explains, the Bayis Rishon was more glorious and greater and magnificent than the Bayis Sheni, because Golas Mitzrayim was 400 years, and Golas Bavel was a mere 70 years. So the godless of every Geula is Tolui in the depth, in the tragedy, in the darkness of the Golas that came before. So the Maral says we could just imagine how glorious and how magnificent will be the Geula Asida after 2,000 years of tragedy, bloodshed, persecution. So that is what Rebbe Akiva says. When I see in what a terrible way the Nevuah of Oiriu was fulfilled, what brings you to crying and to tears brings me to happiness. When I see this very tragic and same phenomena that you see, Mokam Shakosav Bavazor Akurav Yumas Vaakshav Shualim El Chuba, I see the glorious future. And that was the godless of Rebbe Akiva. He could see the rachamim shebetoich adin, the or shebetoich achoyshech. And that is what Rebbe Akiva means when he says, lekach ani mitzach. So what Rebbe Akiva says, the tragedy of Golos and the depth of Golos makes him happy because he sees with his heart's vision the Geula Asida. How magnificent, how great, how glorious it will be. And that is why the Novi promises that these tragic days will be lesosen ulesimchu lemoyadim toivim, because it is because of the depth and the tragedy and the sorrow and the total darkness of the goddess that we will be zeicha zela uma ze osu alakim to the glory and the greatness of the Geula Asida. And that is why these days will be transformed lesosen ula simcha ula moyedim toy. So in a way we believe that the goddess itself is a mafteach shel geula. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Perek Chelek that hoiso ka'almona is what we read in Megillas Eicha. Ki almona, but not an almona. Ki isho shoholach bala lemedina sayam. He didn't die. Yes, she is alone, and she's lonely, and she longs for her husband. But it's just temporary. Holach bala lemedina sayam. And I think the Marsha says, it is not only that she waits for him every day, he is on his way back. She is also confident that he longs for her. And as much as she misses him, he misses her. And from wherever he is, he cares for her. And he is responsible. And he will send her food and whatever she needs, because he might be far away, but his thoughts are with her. And that is what Chazal say in Megillah Seicha, Hoyso ke almona, but not an almona. And I think every year I share with you this thought. So our minig Ashkenaz is, we say many kinnas sitting on the floor, kiminig avelim. And by the last kinna we rise and we say it standing. Elitzion v'yoreo, kama yisho b'tzireo. Why do we rise? Why do we say this kinna at the very end? And why do we say it while we all stand? Because after all those lamentations and all those sad and sorrowful kinnas, we say, Elitzion v'yoreo kama yisho b'tzireo. Tzire means labor pain. Obviously very painful. Nobody sitting here knows exactly how painful. But we have some idea, those of us that had children and grandchildren. Very painful, and women scream out of their pain sometimes. But woe to the woman that never experienced labor pain. She would very much prefer to know what labor pains are all about. Because out of this pain comes life, and out of this pain we are zeichet to the greatest simcha one could experience in this world. So after all those sad kinnas, we rise and say, ultimately we believe, yes, we've been suffering all these years in Golas, but we know and we believe that the torment and the pain of Golas is like labor pains. And out of this pain comes life. And out of this darkness comes light. And out of Oymeka Golos, Misnoitzitzim veboikim oires hagaulo, Elitzion vioreo, kamoi isho bitzireo. We should be zoiche bemeheru viomenu. Tsoyma ravi, vetsoyma chamishi, vetsoyma asiri, vetsoyma shvi, vetsoyma asiri. Yehule beisihuda, le sosoin, ule simcho, ule moyedim, toivim. Let's hope that bekorah viomenu. Maybe even this year we will have 2 days of Yom Tov, Tisha B'Av, Abo Aleinu L'Toivu, should be L'Sosan, L'Simcho, L'Moyadim Toivim, B'Bias Goyal Tzedek, B'Mheiro V'Yomeinu Omein. Next year probably will be at the beginning of Chodesh Elul.
If we start with that, what is the 30 shekels, the Seder, the packet on our times as 10 shekels, and the love book on the Hespeda for the Rav, it's 5 shekels.
Is there a chiyus? Chiyus to daven?
Yes.
Is there a chiyus to daven?
Yes.
I came to the shiur because I traditionally came every
day. If you're on the way out to the shiur, turn off the lights. The lights are just like this. Okay. I'm not looking.
I'm going to go to the next one.